Fuel prices have been plunging for months, helping drivers save money, including perhaps BJ Lederman, who writes our theme music. By summer, those low prices could give boat owners a lift, too. Nick Castell of member station WCPN in Cleveland checks in with Great Lakes boaters.
I'm standing on Whiskey Island. It's where the Cuyahoga River meets Lake Erie in Cleveland. There are chunks of ice backed up along the shore, and the boats have all been hauled onto land from their marinas. Many are covered in tarps right now to protect them from the snow. But when the snow and ice thaw, people will want to hit the water again, as the boating industry is predicting another year of growth, and low fuel prices could help.
We didn't actually even factor the lower oil prices when we made these projections, but I think that certainly they will provide a significant tailwind.
Tom Domrick is the president of the National Marine Manufacturers Association. He says any extra money in the pockets of boaters is good for business. In fact, his organization is forecasting up to 5% higher sales for new powerboats this year. And there are ripples of that enthusiasm at the Mid-America Boat Show in Cleveland.
I've sailed from Auckland to the love. 1,000 miles and that's enough.
Where sea shanties are playing from speakers in one corner of the convention hall. The overwhelming majority of watercraft here are powerboats, yachts, fishing boats, pontoon boats, and many people here are already boat owners. Bob and Nancy Chismar have been boating up and down the Great Lakes for 38 years. Bob says they have changed their habits over time.
We don't go out and just ride around like we used to. You know, our boat burns maybe 25 gallons an hour.
Gas in the Cleveland area is going for around $2 a gallon, down 40% from a year ago. And if those prices don't take off again, Nancy Chismar says, she might consider another adventure.
If it stayed this low, yeah, we'd probably do a last hurrah and take a nice long trip. We've been to Niagara Falls by boat.
Eric Booker is serving lobster bisque to convention goers and is hopeful a positive year for boating means more customers at his restaurant in Put-in Bay, a popular island vacation spot in Lake Erie. He's also a boat owner himself.
People usually have X amount of money budgeted for their boating season. If they can make 5 trips on that budget, maybe this year they can make 7 trips on that same budget.
And salespeople in other parts of the industry are gearing up to ride that wave too. Jeff Klein sells boat lifts. He says sales have recovered in the past few years, and he sees low gas prices opening up a chance for even more business.
Boaters, they'll go out more and be out on the water a lot more, and consequently they'll be using their boat lifts more, and they'll be breaking and replacing them with new ones, so we look forward to it.
But it typically costs more to fill up at a marina than at a gas station, and boaters say they're waiting to see how much they'll have to pay for that marina fuel this season. Boater Gerald Saxton says he's not convinced prices will stay low, but he accepts boating is an expensive hobby.
Someone told me the definition of a boat is a hole in the water that you pour more money into. And it's true, it's going to be expensive if you're a power boater.
But if low fuel prices hold out, boaters here are hoping that hole of money will be shallower by the time the Lake Erie ice melts. For NPR News, I'm Nick Castell in Cleveland.